roles. What the future holds, I don't know, but he's changing roles, and we want to wish him well, and I wanted to give him a chance to say hi to us for a final time in his current role. A gentleman who's been a real friend of ours over the years, and a real friend, when I say a real friend, I mean in issues that come, that concern Braille, that concern vending, that concern Newsline, that concern all kinds of things that we hold dear, near and dear to our hearts. So for a few words, he can call them parting, he can call them moving on, he can call them hellos, he can call them whatever kind of words he wants to call them. I'd like to give you, for a few words, Senator George Maziarz.
Thank you very much, Carl. Thank you very much. And welcome, first of all, to Niagara Falls. I think maybe you should hold your convention and meeting here in July or August. It's just a little bit warmer then. But, you know, Carl mentioned I've been in the New York State Senate now for 20 years. And my wife and I just decided that 20 years driving to Albany twice a week was... it was time maybe to do something different. I've been in public office for 41 years. I started running for local office here in Niagara County back in 1971. And I was a lot younger then, a lot skinnier, and had more hair. But you know, when I was elected to the Senate, one of the first people I met was Carl. And the group here from Niagara County, Laura was here then. Where are you, Laura? There you are. All right, I didn't see you behind me. They came to Albany on a regular basis to advocate on your behalf. And as Carl mentioned, some of the things that we worked on over the years, and particularly the last 10 years that I chaired the Senate Energy and Telecommunications Committee, I have to say that, during the course of that 20 years, I have received hundreds of accolades and plaques and commemorations and commemorative things and things like that. And I'll tell you, I have like three of them hanging in my private office. I have the one from the Boys Clubs of the Tonawandas, where I spent all my childhood growing up. I came from a family of nine kids. My dad was a janitor at a local hospital. My mom worked in a cafeteria, and you know, I went to the Boys Club every day. We didn't allow girls then. Sorry, now it's the Boys and Girls Club, but back then it was just the Boys Club. And I always said that if it wasn't for them, I would never have been elected to the New York State Senate. The other one that I have hanging on my wall is a plaque that I received from this organization when Carl called me his brother on a barricade. And I tell you, I'm very proud of that, and I have that hanging up in my office. And it was an honor to work with you, individuals with special challenges, some special gifts that God gave to you, you know, and that other people learn how to be better citizens because of your efforts. So thank you. Thank you, Carl. Thank you to the Federation. I appreciate all the good works we've done. A lot of times, we had a lot of budget battles, didn't we, Carl? Yeah. You know, trying to get more money in there. And I have to tell you that my successor is a young man. His name is Robert Ort, O-R-T-T. He's 34 years old, a veteran of the... Yeah, he's a baby, right? He's a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. He was awarded the Bronze Star while he was over there. He's a good man, and that's another reason why I left. I felt very comfortable with him wanting to run for my position and take over for me, and he's going to do a great job, I know, for this district. Let's see, I was 40 when I was elected. He's 34. I spent 20 years, so he's good for about 26 years in the Senate. So, again, thank you all very much for 20 great years, 20 memories, 20 great years of memories, working with Carl, working with your organization, all the other people from throughout the state, it's been a pleasure for me and an honor for me. So again, thank you.
Thank you.
Senator, Laura is up here with the senator right now, and Mike has something here also. Mike.
I have a plaque here that we'd like to add.
Another one. You've got to make room on your wall, Senator.
Your collection. This is from the National Federation of the Blind of New York. With our appreciation to Senator George Maziarz for your many years of assistance and advocacy for the blind of New York State. You have championed our causes and made them your own. By doing so, improved the lives of blind people and added the to the possibilities that blind people can live the lives we want. For your countless efforts on our behalf, we of the National Federation of the Blind thank and applaud you and wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Niagara Falls, November.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you all very much. Thank you.